On August 5th of 2019, Barbara McDonnell became the 13th president of the College of St. Scholastica. She has a background in leadership and higher education administration, a long career with the Minnesota State College and University System, including North Hennepin Community College, Itasca Community College, Rainy River Community College, and also in Worthington, I think, right?
Minnesota West, yeah, Technical and Community College.
She has a doctorate of education from the U of M Minneapolis. She also has a master's of arts in teaching from American University in Cairo, a bachelor of arts from the University of Colorado Boulder after attending Itasca Community College. And you went to Scholastica as well at some point in there.
I did, yes.
Well, thank you so much. Dr. McDonald is back with us in the studios today. Congratulations on your new position.
Thank you, Heidi.
Well, education is obviously important to you, mm-hmm. and what inspired you as you were growing up?
That's a really good question, Heidi. I think when I think about my life as a young person growing up, the fact that I was born and raised abroad in Lebanon and had the opportunity to attend the American Community School, that was a school that was mission-driven with American curriculum, but attracted a lot of students from all over the world. And one thing that really struck me was the quality of education that I was receiving, and it was kind of my home away from home. I just loved going to school as a kid and all of that. I also saw the other side of the fence, and that would be those that were not able to go to school and the poverty that was around where I was growing up, and particularly some of the misfortunes of certain populations in the area. And I found that education was very inspiring to me as a child. And then later on as an adult, it was something that I kind of hung on to. And so as I transitioned to coming back to the U.S. and attending college in the United States, my first foray into higher education was actually at St. Scholastica. I was a freshman and sophomore there before transferring to the University of Colorado. And so, again, love school. I'm probably one of the 1 or 2% that really enjoyed school, but just the opportunity that it provided.
Yeah, so you must also love working on a college campus. There's a special feel about that.
Mm-hmm. I do love working on a college campus. I've worked both at a university level. I've worked K-12 internationally. The community college system in particular was I fell in love with at Rainy River Community College. And when we returned to the U.S. in 1997, that was my first job. And living overseas, I wasn't as familiar with the Minnesota State system. And when I saw the mission of access and opportunity, I just, you know, just really attracted to that piece of work. So,
well, let's talk about the College of St. Scholastica. So it's an independent private college founded in 1912 by the Catholic Benedictine Sisters of Duluth. What interested you in going there in the first place, but now working there, being the president?
I think initially what interested me in going there was I originally was going to go for nursing. And as you know, St. Scholastica has a very strong reputation for nursing. And when I got there, however, in my second year, I realized it wasn't nursing I was interested in, but English literature. It was actually a sister at the college that I spoke to. I was in one of her literature classes, and she was the one who said, you know, I think you're cut out for something else. So, but now that I'm back at St. Scholastica, I can tell you that story of the Benedictine sisters coming to Duluth and establishing a hospital, St. Mary's Hospital, and then establishing a school, specifically because women did not have access to education, was a very inspirational story for me. And they continue to influence and sponsor the college. The monastery is attached to the college, and they play a huge role in how we do education there. I think if there's one thing that I feel every single day on campus is the Benedictine values. They're infused throughout the curriculum, and people really live those. And they're values everybody should have: stewardship, respect, community, hospitality, and love of learning. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. We're talking with Dr. Barbara McDonald. She is the new president of St. Scholastica. I was going to say in Duluth, but there are campuses all over the state,
right?
Right,
right. St. Scholastica has a pretty broad reach. In fact, right here in Grand Rapids, They offer classes at Itasca Community College, and I'm excited because that relationship's been going on for 25 years, and this year we started a new cohort of our business management degree here right on campus at Itasca. So we continue to work with the community colleges across the Iron Range, Fond du Lac Tribal and Community College, Riverland Community College, Inver Hills. We also have a presence in St. Cloud for our Doctoral of Nursing program. And so as you take a look across, and St. Paul actually as well, we have a presence in St. Paul as well. So in terms of the reach, about 10, 12 years ago, the college really expanded its reach across the state and internationally. So we offer a lot of programs online and hybrid formats adults can really take advantage of. And then we go to locations where we know there are needs, such as here in Grand Rapids for that business management program.
So you are new in this role. What are you learning so far? How do you approach kind of being the new person and finding out what everything is about?
Well, it's all about relationships. I learned that from an old boss of mine. And it really is all about building relationships and getting to know people. And I think what's been really fun so far has been the listening sessions I've held across campus with different departments. We just had homecoming over the weekend. I've been to several football games and soccer games and volleyball games. And just getting to know the pulse of the campus has been very exciting.
Let's talk about what do you see as differences or maybe not differences from your career in community colleges and now in a private school?
Right. Well, of course, our fundamentally, we're private and not public, so our funding formula is very different. But aside from that, I have to say that the other thing that really attracted me to think about St. Scholastica for this next piece in my career is that they do focus on access and opportunity. Over 41% of the students they serve are first-generation low-income students. And they've been named a first forward institution. They are also number one in the state for economic mobility. So those kinds of statistics really tell me that the college is not so far off from what we try to do in the community college system, and that's provide access and opportunity for students so they can improve their own lives, their lives of their families, and the community where they live.
So cost is more at a private school. How does St. Scholastica deal with that from the populations you say you are teaching there?
Right. We have a very healthy endowment at the college, and so we offer a lot of scholarships to students who are coming in based on their need and so on. So the entire package for the student is pretty attractive. We also do a lot with financial literacy and have a very low default rate. So we know we're doing a good job advising the students coming in what their debt might be and how they might be able to work with that as they graduate and get out in the workforce. With the fact that we're able to boast about our economic mobility piece, I feel that the students are really making a wise investment.
So I was reading about you and some of the things people have said about you. I just want to know what it means to you in your career. They've described you as having an inclusive leadership style, also that you mix your global background with local traditions. So those are good things, but what does that mean to you on your day-to-day work life?
Well, in my day-to-day work life, I truly have an open-door policy, so I want people to feel comfortable coming and visiting with me directly about different things that might be on their minds or great ideas they might have. I think the other piece is around the decision-making process, ensuring that folks feel like their voices have been heard and they're part of the solution. I'm really interested in hearing about the great ideas our faculty have and our staff have. It's not about one person's vision. It's about the vision of all the people moving forward. And you can't move forward with folks if you're exclusive in nature. It just doesn't work in our world. So from my perspective, I try to live that every single day, making sure that I am inclusive in my own behavior and how I lead the institution forward.
A lot of the students at Scholastica are getting postgraduate degrees or are maybe non-traditional students, as we might think. Someone is listening to us right now and has some aspirations, but, you know, is very busy in their day-to-day life. What kind of advice would you give to them?
I would say contact us and let us know what your situation is, because we do focus on all levels of education. We have some tremendous programs at the master and doctoral level. In fact, we just had a ceremony graduating 28 physician assistant students, our PA students, just a couple of weeks ago, and have 26 coming in right behind them. Now, these are non-traditional students. They're working professionals coming back, hoping to get their PA, and we offer that in a very unique and hybrid formula so they can find their educational accessible.
And that's a great, it reminds me of what community colleges can do in our communities of training for jobs. I mean,
exactly.
Those are jobs that are needed and mm-hmm. People that need education. So, okay, let's get to the real question here. How is Duluth?
Duluth's a fun city. We're very familiar with it because I cannot tell you how many times we drove over there from Grand Rapids with the boys as they participated in soccer all the years that we lived here. And so we're very familiar with the city itself. I think we're learning a lot more about what it has to offer, though, on the arts scene and restaurant scene and different activities up and down the North Shore. So we're learning about those opportunities. Right now, it's fall. Winter hasn't hit yet. I do remember Duluth in the winter, but we're certainly prepared for it. So,
it's Dr. Barbara McDonald, the new president at St. Scholastica. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome, Heidi. It's my pleasure. Thank you.